Brad Pitt, Trump poses a threat on some serious issues. By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2019. Actor Brad Pitt said in a recent interview that President Donald Trump represents a much bigger threat beyond his proposal to impose tariffs on French wine. Speaking to the French newspaper Journal du Dimanche, the Ad Astra actor, who co-owns the French vineyard Chateau Miraval with his ex-wife actress Angelina Jolie, went after President Trump during a question on the president's repeated tease to impose tariffs on French wine. Pitt said he did not know enough about the specific issue but noted that Trump represents a much bigger threat on more serious issues. "I do not know," Pitt said. "I think we will always drink rosé in the United States. If there is a threat to the winemakers, it is a real concern. Unfortunately, it's almost anecdotal. Trump represents a much bigger threat on such more serious issues," he added, although it was not immediately clear which serious issues Pitt had in mind. This is not the first time the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood star has expressed concern over the president. "Man, I never thought that would happen," Pitt said of Brexit in an interview with the New York Times Magazine in 2016. "Same way I can't bring myself to think that Trump will be in charge. In the simplest terms, what brings us together is good, and what separates us is bad." Coming from Oklahoma, southern Missouri, which leans more toward a Trump voice, "I try to understand it," Pitt continued. "It seems that the people who suffer the most end up betting for the party that would hurt them. And so I try to understand where they're coming from." As for the wine tariffs, Trump has teased the proposal in months past. "Those are great American companies, and frankly, I don't want France going out and taxing our companies. Very unfair," Pitt told reporters ahead of the G7 summit last month. "And if they do that, we'll be taxing their wine or doing something else. We'll be taxing their wine like they've never seen before. That's for us to tax them, not for France to tax them."